welcome to a secret Epic Florida Project podcast. Not on YouTube again. I didn't really do YouTube, more with Simon, but the podcast is here, and you're thinking, where is Simon and why is Phil bringing in? Well, Simon right now, as I record this, is on his first full day in Orlando, Florida. I hope he's having an absolute ball out there. I really do. So I've decided to do something a bit I used to do on YouTube. I used to call it Epic Phil Hotel Hell, where I used to watch a YouTube video, and then we'd go across to Then we would go across to a TripAdvisor where we would look at six reviews, too good, too, you know, awesome, too absolutely really bad, that sort of thing. Then I would go to Google Maps, see what's around the hotel. So we're going to have a bit of fun with that today, and sort of nick an idea as well from a absolute balling podcast that you should go and listen to, Theme Park Traders. I'm going to do the hotel that Simon's staying in. It's Universal's Aventura Hotel on TripAdvisor. I'm going to read the first five reviews that come up, and then I'm going to read three absolutely terrible ones. And as Simon is at Aventura Hotel as well, I'm also, because I know he's staying at Universal Studios Orlando, Florida for this week as well, I'm also going to do exactly the same with both the theme parks in a Universal Studios. So this could be a little bit of fun. By the way, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, where Simon will be sharing posts. That is at TEF Project, the Epic Florida Project there. We're also on Instagram, but love nor money, because I never usually go on there. I don't remember the Instagram full account. I'm just quickly going there now. Apparently it's TEF Project One, or if you just put the Epic Florida Project in, I'm sure we'll come up. Simon's already shared a post of his first day out there and what hoodie he's wearing in the park, so go and have a check, give it a like, and subscribe to both of them. Also, as I keep on pointing out to people before we really get into this, Apple Podcasts or any podcast app of your choice, go and give us a rating. Also, you can now give a rating on, what's it called, the one what Anchor actually is owned by. Yeah, Phil, that's really good. How can you forget its name? Spotify. There we go. Spotify. You can now give us a five-star review on there. And as always, say shout out to people. Now all that stuff's done, let's. Yeah. Nothing's getting cut here, guys. I've literally just decided to do this today. So if words go wrong, who cares? Simon's not here to put me right. So Simon is staying at the Universal Aventura Hotel, which is obviously in Orlando, Florida. Now, if you've listened to a previous podcast, I'm always saying it's a hotel I can get anywhere. I'm taking the Mickey, guys. It's just me having a bit of fun. It's a nice hotel. I just wouldn't say it's a family hotel, and I go with family members and that. My Simon goes with his amazing partner, Julie. So it makes more sense for him. Now, if you're trying to see what this hotel looks like, it's got three different towers. And if you look at it from over the top, it's a fidget spinner, it looks like. So that may help you out a bit. Now, as I say, it's Universal Aventura Hotel, 6725 Aventura Way, Orlando, Florida, 32819-7602, if I remember off top of my head, is its address. Now, let's read the blur on TripAdvisor, what they give us, to try and make us be impressed by all this. Experience a fresh, fun way to stay, a perfectly priced, affordable escape that fits your style, all within walking distance of the theme parks. Depends if you like walking 20, 25 minutes, with a dedicated walking path and an entrance to Universal's Volcano Bay, from the height to the stunning rooftop bar, to flavors of the market style dining options, to the refreshing splash of the pool and beyond. I'm not impressed by the ball of this hotel. Everything here is smart, modern, vibrant, relaxed, and just plain cool, including the exclusive benefits that come with being a Universal Orlando Hotel guest. Breeze into one of the Universal parks an hour earlier than any other guest with early park admissions. Plus, it's a quick hop from Universal Hotel to the parks with a free shuttle, so you can get a free shuttle bus as well if you don't want to do the walk. Requires a theme park admission. Early park admission begins 1 hour prior to regularly scheduled park opening to either Universal Studios Florida. That will annoy John Self, because apparently the new blurb is now meant to be Universal Studios Orlando or Universal Islands of Adventure, as determined by Universal Land, and Universal Volcano Bay valid at select attractions at each park. Attractions are subject to substitutions without notice. Additional restrictions may apply. So when it's saying attractions for substitutions, usually things like Harry Potter, they'll be open. If something's wrong, they'll try and swap it for another ride or something if they can. So property amenities, parking, what you have to pay for, free high-speed internet, Wi-Fi, a pool, fitness center with gym, workout room, bar, lounge, children's activities. I ain't got a clue what they do. There's a kids' pool, free shuttle and taxi service. Now, that's obviously the shuttle that takes you over to City Walk area. There is another way around that. I'll tell you in a minute. Room features, air conditioning, housekeeping, room service, safe, wake-up service, alarm clock, and a flat-screen TV. Room types, they're all non-smoking rooms. There's suites and family rooms. Well, the hotel class is apparently 3.5 out of 5. Language is spoken as per normal for the Orlando area is English and Spanish. They're probably people can speak other languages. Hotel style, trendy and modern. Now, what I was saying about the transportations, right across the road from this hotel, it's a little walk, I'm telling you, is another hotel. What is around that area? And it is, it's actually called Lowe's Sapphire Falls Resort. It's literally a 5-minute walk from your reception to that reception. And if you walk in there, they've got a water taxi. Now, I think it's better to get the water taxi personally. Is one simple reason. It takes you right into the middle of City Walk, and you do your checks with security before you get on the water taxi at Sapphire Hotel. So you don't generally have massive queues. Why the shuttles will take you to the bus area of City Walk, where you have to go in the main way where everyone comes in, so security can take a bit longer. So yeah, try and do the water taxi. I also think they're a bit more cool in my personal opinion on them. So we've got pretty much everything about this hotel, so let's have some fun, as I said, and let's get into some of these reviews. I'll give you the date as well if possible and the person's name, and if you're listening, that's really cool. So review one, Giga Sounds Recording, and this review was yesterday on the 5th of February 2022. Date they stayed, says January 2022, no date. New favorite place. I loved everything about this stay. The staff were very helpful, kind, and entertaining. I was able to take transport to and from the parks easy, which would have been much better than renting a car. But anyone who wants to visit Universal, this is a place if you're traveling as a couple, see, or without a family. See, I've already said that. You have access to all the other resorts on the property and a restaurant, but Aventura has a much more modern and laid-back feel. Not a ton of screaming kids everywhere, a nice pool, and a cool rooftop bar. When you want to switch it up, you can go any other property pools. Well, that's right and wrong. You can go all the other property pools, barring if it's still the same rules, the Endless Summer Resort pools. Only guests from Endless Summer Surfside Inn or Dockside Inn can use them pools, but they can't go to the other pools. So if you're at Aventura, you can go to like Cabana Bay, Sapphire Falls, Hard Rock, and the other two as well, but you can't touch the Endless Summer ones. It's a weird rule. I just think all hotels should be able to share each other's pools. Anyway, so that person was very happy and he gave it 5 out of 5. Kenny H wrote this review on January 2022. No official date on it. It's pretty long, so with some fun with this, he gave it 3 out of 5. Hotel is amazing, but needs improvements. The hotel itself is beautiful, but there is a need for an improvement. First off, the room should not be controlled by an iPad. Why? Give me a TV remote and light switches. Otherwise, the iPad can be useful for making dining reservations. Someone doesn't like technology. The amenities are why I gave it 3 stars. The pool area is nice, but that's where it ends. The food court, for lack of better words, is where they fail. Firstly, the first thing you see when walking into a hotel lobby and checking in is not a Starbucks. The whole food area looks like an afterthought. It literally looks like Universal exclusives were touring the hotel shortly before construction finished. One of them turned to the other and says, "Hey, where are the guests going away? The other say, oh crap, very poor choice for all meals. I ended up eating at Sapphire Falls or Cabana Bay. They all can eat buffet, and Sapphire Falls was not only cheaper, but the food quality was better. Fair enough. As I said, literally across the road, both of these hotels. So it's not really a journey. The gift shop, when the Universal gift shop at MCA Airport is better than the one in your in the hotel. Why does it matter when you can go to City Walk, mate, by the way, and it's massive shops? It doesn't make any sense. You have a problem. Not only is it super small, more than 50% is Harry Potter merchandise. That's the biggest thing there. I get it. That's your money maker, but it's as bad as seeing Mickey all over the place in Disney. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah, mate. Wow. Not too many other choices either. Cabana Bay knows how to do a gift shop run by the same company. My ad. Very confusing. Someone just clearly prefers Cabana Bay is the vibe I'm getting here. There is no games room. Don't really need to expand on this one. There used to be one. I think it got shut down because it was VR and the pandemic. It was on a higher floor. The parking garage, I paid for prepaid parking on check-in. Every single time I left, the garage system wanted me to pay. I had to push a button on the control pad to contact someone. I stopped at the front desk the first time this happened, and they said, just keep doing what I'm doing and don't worry about it. What's so hard about pressing a button? Seriously, first world problems. Hotel is very nice. Just too many key things wrong with me not to book. This comes across as somebody who's not used to technology and hasn't moved on with the world. And Simon would be telling me off right now for having an opinion. Okay, so that was number two. Let's move to number three. Morgan wrote a review on January 2022. It doesn't look short, but he's gave it 5 stars. Better than we expected. This hotel exceeded our expectations from the moment we arrived. We booked through Universal website, which does not provide nearly enough pictures or descriptions, I'm guessing, of all the areas and the amenities the hotel has to offer. This is why you get to people like me, who used to have shows like Epic Phil Hotel Help on YouTube, on Epic Phil's YouTube, by the way. Cheap plug time, Simon will be rolling in his eyes. But if you did that in the first place, you would have someone who tried to help you out with all this type of stuff. Upon arrival, we entered a stunning clean lobby, complete with modern furniture, fixtures, and a full-service Starbucks bar and multiple eateries. We didn't get a chance to experience the outdoor pool due to unusually low temperatures. January is usually low, and so it's February this weekend, but it looked well-maintained. It's heated, and there was also a hot tub, both accompanied by a lifeguard. The rooftop patio was breathtaking, especially at night. There's also a DJ that performs up there, I believe, on Saturdays. We didn't get a chance to check out the fitness center, but I'm guessing it's up to par with the rest of the hotel. So we booked one of the deluxe king rooms, which offers an elongated view of different parts of Orlando, depending on which direction you're facing. The floor to ceiling windows that stretch across the room allowed for a really incredible sunrise experience upon waking up. And in brackets now, so nice, one of the comfiest beds I've ever slept in brackets. The shower was both modern and comfortable, and the sink area provided excellent lighting. We're into the brackets again. Very important if you want your makeup to look good. And I need makeup, so maybe I should get that room. Lastly, we appreciated that there were plenty of channels to choose from and what could sign into our streaming accounts, Netflix, Peacock, etc., if we wanted to find something else to watch. Finally, I cannot say enough about how amazing the staff at this hotel. Destiny checked us in and was very kind and informative above and beyond. That was in brackets, that above and beyond. We had a few different bartenders throughout our stay, and they were all personable and attentive. Our shuttle bus driver were always friendly and entertaining. We didn't have any bad experience with staff during our stay. Unlike people I've listened to on a different podcast, that Disney World podcast, I believe it's called now. Kate wasn't happy with Pop Century. Go and listen to that. Actually, I'll find it on my phone and give you the exact name while we're here because there used to be Disney Parks and Beyond. I can't remember the new name though. I think it's That Disney Podcast. What's really poor of me, because I should really know stuff like this, because Craig will be killing me. So I am looking up as we say. Yeah, That Disney Parks Podcast. Go and check it out, guys. It was a real informative one of what she thought of Disney World while she was there. Finishing this one off, I can honestly say that we don't have a single complaint about our weekend stay at this hotel. We felt like we received a resort experience for a low price, and we're thankful for our visit. We'll definitely be back next year. Happy people. Next one is a lot tougher. Is Bored the Dogs 95, reviewed in January 2022. Does anybody hate saying 2022? If we're visiting Universal, this is a perfect hotel. It sits right next to Sapphire Falls, so it allows easy access to the parks via the water taxi. The rooms are modern, clean, and they are all controlled by iPads. Would have been better if it was done by Google, up the Android. The rooftop bar on the 17th floor is also providing 360-degree views of the surrounding area. If I had to give the hotel a mediocre score, it would be in the house dining, right? It's kind of weird Asian food fusion. Fair enough. You gave it 5 out of 5. And I believe this is the last one I'm going to be reading before I go to the terrible, terrible reviews. And I'm only doing 3 of them, as I said. Hellerid 2016 wrote this in January 2022. 3 out of 5. Modern, blah-looking decor, not warm and inviting. Expensive. No bottled water in the room. There was a soap and a shampoo for the quest. I think you mean guest, maybe. The pool looked very nice, but it was too cold to use it. They did not have any alcoholic beer or cocktails. Where? Because I'm sure there's bars, so they would have. I know that. Yeah, Simon sent me a picture that he was drinking a beer, and I presumed it was at the hotel, so that don't make any sense. The urban pantry was very slow, considering it wasn't busy. $40 for a burger and a wrap and a bottle of water. I would look for quality next time. Okay. They weren't happy. That last one. Now we're going to absolutely terrible. There's only been 78 absolute terrible reviews. So let's have a giggle. This is where I have fun. From Andrea 82275, January 2022, 1 out of 5 stars. Not the best choice for site accommodation. Room had a popcorn under a small cramped room for a family of 4. VR game room, non-existent. Unfortunate rude customer service at ticket desk. Relay, the robot was never working throughout our stay. Breakfast was pricey and not that great. We'll be staying at Sapphire Falls next time. Happy for you. Okay, next one is Orange Park Siren, January 2022. Obviously, it's going to be 1 out of 5 again. There are better Universal hotels. This hotel is technology reliant. Welcome to the modern day, mate. And technology did not work in my room shortly after arriving, or maybe you just didn't understand how to use it. It took nearly 24 hours to fix because they did not add my request to the list twice in capital letters. There was no apologies or accommodations from the hotel. Accommodations. Okay. From the hotel staff. I'm extremely disappointed in the service. Every Lowe's hotel at Universal had an outstanding customer service. If you're thinking of staying here, don't. Literally, every other on-site hotel is leaps and bounds better than Aventura. I'm trying not to laugh. Sarah M. wrote the review December 2021. So we've got something in Christmas time. You think they'd be a bit more happy? I guess not. Room was gross. The only good part about this hotel was the person who checked me in. He was super nice and helpful. Once I got to my room, I was disgusted by how unclean it was. I used to own a franchise cleaning business. Used to be in the word. So when I stay somewhere, the first thing I check is the cleanliness. There was sticky stuff on the counter, body hair and dirt dust shoved in the corner of the bathroom, dust all over the nightstand and the headboard. Food and pills on the floor next to the bed, along with spills from what has been, I would say, coffee, something white and crusty in the chair. Maybe even put in brackets, I don't want to know. Oh dear, someone had a good time. That's like a proper party room. Mold in the shower, overall it was very unclean. I think it's an absolute atrocious that they force mask wearing. Oh, there we go. They force mask wearing. Yawn, moan, 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 moan. When put people in the rooms where appropriate cleaning measures were not taken. I went to, and there's more to this one, I went to the front desk and asked for cleaning supplies since she couldn't give me any, because that's insurance reasons, and said housekeeping would be over in 30 minutes. An hour and a half later, I was always traveling all over. I sent another message to the front desk. The cleaning supervisor arrived and re-cleaned the bathroom for me because there was no way I would shower in that. Bottom line, room should never have been left like that. Kind of right. It literally looked like they did not make the beds and had new towels before they came in. There was even stuff on the floor, like dirt from the bottom shoes, and absolutely disgusting. I won't be returning. Not worth at all. $350 a night. I will also be leaving a 1-star Google review with photos. Ooh, I must tell you, I'm leaving Google reviews. So there you have it. Then people weren't happy at the end. I can tell you personally, this is Simon's second stay there, and it's John South's second, maybe third stay. And they both really love this hotel. I also know Nick and Craig from that Disney Parks podcast. They've stayed here and they thoroughly enjoyed the hotel. So the three bad reviews at the end, I just put them up because some people are just over the top and I just get a giggle out of them, everyone. But I think it's a pleasant hotel. It's just for me, I like theming, and the modern theming is anywhere I can have in the world. So I like the other hotels at Universal more. But it's a nice hotel. And personally, anybody without kids, I would tell you to go and book this one. It's a great place. And as you said, you've got the DJ on the roof. I wish they had a hot tub or something on the roof as well, just something like that. Or even some sort of dining dinner thing would be fantastic up there. Like a barbecue maybe, because they've got the space for it. So why not? But yeah, there's nothing wrong with that hotel. So what we're going to do now, we're going to move over to Universal Studios and Islands of Adventure and check them reviews out. And personally see just what everyone is thinking of at Universal Studios. Disclosure, everyone, if you've listened before, I call Disney the mousetrap. I'm definitely more of a Universal fan, but I'm not going to be biased, even though I am an annual pass holder for Universal Studios. But let's have a little giggle out of these. I mean, five reviews of Universal, three really bad ones, and then we're going to do five reviews of Island of Adventure. Then three really bad ones of that. And I'm not going to do Volcano Bay. That's a water park. Maybe I'll do that in a future episode on my own. Universal Studios Florida. This is what it says in TripAdvisor. John South, I know you won't be happy with this. I saw your tweet when at Universal calling it that still. But everywhere it seems to still be called that. Apparently it's new branding, if you listen to John South, is now Universal Studios Orlando. So maybe all this will get updated eventually. Anyway, this is about it. Hang on tight. Your heroes are about to burst through the screen and yank you into the story. You're a star here and you will disappear into one of the jaw-dropping adventures after another. Dodge evil villains, defend the earth, face a fire-breathing dragon, wander into animated worlds where characters you love are suddenly right beside you. Go beyond the screen, behind the scenes, and jump into the action of your favorite films at the world's premier movie and TV-based theme park. It says here, suggested duration is more than 3 hours. Depends how busy it is. But here we go to reviews, which should be a bit of fun. So review one was Family Time, February 2022, was Pause 0810. We enjoyed this date today because we had a last minute change of plans. It was cold and cloudy and crowded. We did have a great time, Only did a few rides, but stopped at some great shops. Well, the next one is actually a 1 out of 5. So the one before was a full 5 stars. So Amy FK, November 2021, semi-private, and it's a pretty long one, like they usually are, the longer ones when people are moaning. Semi-private VIP tour was a rip-off. Oh, this would be interesting. We traveled to Orlando between Christmas and New Year with another family. We spent most of the trip in Disney World, which was amazing. So we got a Disney Mousetrap fan here straight away. So we know that they're just not going to be happy. But a group of 6 of us spent one day at Universal to maximize our time there. We paid for a semi-private VIP tour. You got some money. When we booked last fall, we were told the groups were limited to 12 people. However, when we arrived that day, we were put in a group of 20. Ooh, 6 more. Isn't it 6 more? It's 8 more. Could be 8 more, Phil. Maths wasn't my strengths. Neither speaking, apparently. When we booked last fall, we were told the groups were limited to 12. However, we arrived on the day with a group of 20. I later learned from talking to one of the tour guides that they had been forced to consolidate groups because they didn't have enough tour guides that day. Fair enough. A group of 20 people just cannot move. How small is this park to you? How big is these people? Okay, so a group of 20 people cannot move as quickly as a group of 12. Kind of can. It depends how fast the slowest walker is. It took forever to get everyone on and off the ride. We had to stop for almost every bathroom we passed. So that was just a guest you were with, unfortunately. There was also no opportunities to take photos along the way because we were trying to make up ground for some of the wilder rides. You could have done photos straight after you'd done everything. You don't have to leave once you've done a tour. For some of the wilder rides, over half the people, including my whole group, didn't not even want to ride them. Ooh. But we were forced to wait for the people who did ride. If we had a group of 12 as promised, this would have been a greater chance of nobody in the group wanting to ride that ride and could have done something else. Wow, it's all about you. I'm not actually happy here, people. This person's upset because other people in their group wanted to do stuff, who paid money as well for the experience and wanted to get on rides. So this really does actually annoy me. It's going to be in Disney anywhere. It's not about you. If you didn't want to do it, you could have just said, give me my money back now. Don't hang the tour and walk around the parks on your own. Oh, rant over. So I wanted to ride and that could have done something else. Plus, with Omicron bearing on the rise at this time, being in a close contact with 22 people in an outside theme park, including 2 guides, was more risky than 14. So it's gone from 12 to 14. We broke off from the group early because we were having such a miserable time. Self-entitled. Sorry if I'm upsetting people listening. Simon's not here to control me. That's just my opinion. They did nothing to compensate us for this significant bait and switch. I absolutely would not have paid the large amount for this tour if I'd known there'd be 20 people in the group. You never want to do an RIP tour then for Halloween Horror Nights. We are owed compensation for this change. I will never visit Universal again, and I will tell everyone how to avoid this tour. Yeah, self-entitled. Let's go to a happy person again. Right, so number 3, Ian Vernon, maybe October 2021. Best park experience I've ever had. Parks offer are very accommodating for my disability, and the park itself made me feel as if I was in a different world. Always building a new ride as well. Highly recommend Universal Studios. So this is number 4, I think. Oh, that long one really annoyed me. Yes, number 4 now. It's Nicola from Bristol, UK, February 2022. Solely based on the snow globe cake from the holiday tribute store. The review is solely based on a global cake. It's a food review. Honestly, I do absolutely adore Universal Orlando. Thank you for putting it right. Literally the best place on earth, in my opinion. Can't argue there. But I cannot let this slide. I need to express my disappointment on this cake because I genuinely believe Universal need to see and to completely scrap it is not bring it back during the holidays ever again. So I paid $18 for a snow globe cake from the holiday tribute store. Wow, $18. Yes, $18. I figured out it was super cute. and it ain't surely it would have a deli- it would be delicious too. I was so wrong. I actually got a full video of me trying it, being hit with the pure disappointment when I realized I just spent $18 plus tax on it. But since there isn't any video option here, just to post a photo of it. Very pretty looking, good concept, but tastes awful. There's hardly anything in it, and it's not worth even close to $18. Universal, I love you, but please rethink this cake, or at least the price during the next year's holiday season. It'll probably be a different cake, and people might like it. I think I'm going to make this the last one on here. So Rainbow Nana, 3 out of 5. It's okay, but not spectacular. Universal is nowhere close in comparison to another theme park in Orlando. Clearly this person is meaning SeaWorld. It's smaller and every bit as expensive, but it's not as expensive, is it? Park tickets are a lot cheaper for a start. If you're prone to motion sickness, most of the rides should be avoided. Everybody is different though. Your opinion may be different from mine, and that's fine. Thank you for letting me know my opinion can be different from yours. Right, let's have some fun now. And obviously, if Amy comes back up again in the really bad, terrible reviews, we'll just skip hers for now. So just apply. I'm getting these up. So the first, why has it not done it? I've asked for terrible reviews. You're not... Sorry guys about this. It's a bit different for the, it seems for, see, I've asked if it's terrible, but it's still just showing me. So I'm maybe not going to do it. So no, I'm not going to do it. It's a bit different for the, oh, we've got KES. We can quickly get that one up if you want. Rude staff and poor planning. Here we go. Multiple ride closures due to the weather and planned maintenance made us long wait of times. Oh dear, planned maintenance. How dare they? And bad weather, because they control the weather as well. Sorry, I could have overlooked that, but the employees were so rude. One ride attendant even yelling now at a group in front of us because they did not move in the queue fast enough. I was shocked and understand herding people through the lines is such a odd job, but I would not talk to my dogs that way. She spoke to her customers. I will not be going back. There is another one. We've got Emily as well. Emily M. Awful experience. And this looks like a longish one. That's not that long. Been an annual pass holder for 3 years now, and I would definitely be very unlikely to renew this year. Well, this is going to be interesting. Is this because the tourists are back? Brought my mum to the parks for a small girls trip, stayed at Sapphire Falls. Of course, it ended up being an unusually chilly few days. High 50s, low 60s. All the amenities at the resort were closed. And when we went to the parks, 9 rides between the two parks were closed for different reasons. I'm guessing weather, even insensitive weather or routine maintenance. Nothing you can do about that. We've all had that problem. When asked what the weather, we're told it was too cold. Some of the tracks, unfortunately, weren't designed for cold and wet weather. Seeing in Florida is very south. Most guests are coming from north of Florida, and 60 isn't that cold. But unfortunately to them, it is. That's silly. You probably find summer more hotter than they would, even though summer is like hell there. That cold and the ride was spent $200 on park hopper for my mum, and went a total of 2 rides because the wait times of all the other rides were outrageous due to all the closures. I think it didn't make sense to me that Hulk and Rocket roller coaster were closed for weather. They always are bad weather, but the new Velocicoaster was fully operational and running normal. This is because Simon was here. He could explain. It's a different type of track was actually designed to handle worse weathers. Now Hulk and that other ride, Rip Rocket, are older rides and different type of tracks. You would have to literally rip them all down and put them up from start again for that to be done. Yeah, but maybe Simon on a future episode would explain this better. Well, it didn't affect the smaller part at all. Nope. See, so you can LOL think you're clever, but unfortunately you're very wrong. It's all about the mechanics and the structures and how it's made. Told multiple cast members about faction and entire stay, and no one offered to help in any way. What did you want? Did you actually tell them what you want, or did you just tell them you're upset? Total waste of $200 for the ticket, plus the overnight hotel cost. Disney customer service would have at least offered a partial refund of passing the ride. Not necessarily true with Disney anymore. So we're now going to move over to Islands of Adventure. So the Islands of Adventure blur. Here we go. Prepare for a place where the superheroes, beasts, and magical creatures stand before you. Your entry lands where everything is real. Explore a secret school of witchcraft and wizardry. Fly high above the city street with a famous web-slinger. Hide from hungry dinosaurs and hope you're not their next meal. And you can face the most colossus ape ever to walk the earth. Let the adventure begin. Yeah, this is why I haven't got a voiceover job. Okay, normal reviews, bad reviews. Here we go. Normal reviews, starting just going through the first five and then getting the bad ones up. Chloe from the UK. So much fun. 5 stars, November 2021. There is so much fun to be had in Islands of Adventure, and sometimes just not enough time to do it all. Luckily, the last time I visited, it was off-peak, so none of the parks were busy as usual. But even at that, I would recommend fast passes just so that you can see, do more in a day. Yeah, I get that. If it's a busy period, Chloe, definitely a good shout. People always also say, if you're staying at a Universal Resort, like a Cabana Bay on that, if you're thinking to get fast passes, sometimes it's better to go to the three high hotels, Hard Rock and that. You get your fast passes while you stay in the hotel. Now, if you're only going to book one night because you want fast passes, you actually get fast passes for Tuesday's Express Pass, I should say. So you get it for the day you book into the hotel and the day you leave the hotel. So that can be a little trick as well if you need just a couple of days of fast passes, Express Passes. Universal fans are killing me now. Number two one. Anyway, Rachel 548. November 2021, 4 out of 5. Hagrid's was our fave. Hands down, the best part in Harry Potter section. We rode Hagrid's motorbike 3 times. Be prepared for a long line. If parks is open early for extenders, I recommend going straight to Hagrid's. If you wait to the ride, the line only gets longer during the day. That being said, we have 3 different rides stop working one day, and choice of food and shopping felt really limited compared to other theme parks. They mean Fun Spot, I'm guessing. I'm not sure why people are too scared to say the other theme park name, the Mousetrap. Right, number three, Philippa Babel. So, early admission, not worthy.
Early admission is not worthy.
February 2022. Family. Nice park, but organization in Disney parks is much better. See, they can say Disney. We are staying at a affiliated hotel, so we can have early hours. Our disappointment was huge when we arrived very early, discovered the best attraction, Hagrid's, and the Velocicoaster were closed 9 a.m. until 9 a.m. 8:15, the line was huge. Early line administration. Now, I must admit, Universal, if you're ever listening to me personally, early park admission, the best ride should be the ones on early park admissions. So the Velocicoaster, they've called it the Velociraptor. It's a Velociraptor. Anyway, and the Hagrid's Motorbike Adventures with a super long name. If they're the two main rides everyone said, that should be the two rides for hotel guests in that early park. Just my opinion, it always should be the best, not just averagely some. So that's, how many have we done, people? Is that 3? Yeah, that's 3, I think. So number 4, Blackmore Family. Hey, Gav, by the way, from the Incredible Wilsons, great YouTubers who vlog, go and check them out. If you're listening to me, mate, are you upset with some of these, mate? Comment down below where on YouTube, well, not on YouTube because it's not going to be on there, on Twitter or something, and tell me what you think of some of these reviews as well, mate. Give us your review on there. So the Velociraptor, that's what it says. Versoraptor, it says. Best roller coaster ridden to date. February 2022. That's a rapper. Yo, I'm a dinosaur. We got back again this year and rode the Vero Rapper. I need to try this Vero Rapper, wherever it is. Wow. Best roller coaster I've ever ridden. Can't use Express, which I don't agree with. especially with the cost of one. Yeah, tell you what, though, it's very quick to get on that ride for me. But our wait on Wednesday morning was only 25 minutes. It's a must ride if you like roller coasters. They allow parent swap, which is a cool way to ride it back. And by the way, wish they would update some of the older parts of the park, though, as I have a quick swig of my drink. Ah, that's better. Throat was getting a bit dry. Last one before we go into the terrible reviews, that's probably going to make me bang my head on the table. M3906 R David R. He's going 5 out of 5 from Swindon, UK, January 2022. Try the Velocicoaster. There isn't such, he's put next to see him, a long queue in the right. It's just fantastic. Don't be scared. The seats are VE. Okay. I think he's tried to put his review in the status, but you would put your title in him. Yeah. A great modern thrill ride based on Jurassic World films. This is a very well engineered roller coaster that is so smooth and fast. You will love it. Okay, people. Let's see. Poor reviews. Terrible. Did we have any terrible reviews, by the way? Right, here we go. First one. Interesting that it was harder to find bad reviews for this one, though. So Morgan P. from Gulf Shores, January 2022, will not be back. 1 out of 5. It's a long one, so I'm going to open it all. It's not that long. This was the worst money we've ever spent. Hagrid's broke down after 2.5-hour wait. Maybe the bees were getting ready to wake up from their slumber. People will get that from its first year of being open. They gave us a fast pass to compensate for it. Fair enough. But wouldn't let us use it on Velocicoaster because Velocicoaster didn't break down. Hagrid's broke down, so it's for Hagrid's. Not that it would have mattered because then Velocicoaster went down. Was you in the queue for that? You would have got a pass. So by noon, we'd not been able to ride any rides. The two biggest attractions being down caused other rides' wait times to inflate. Unfortunately, that will happen 1 to 2 hours of everything. We tried to eat and regroup at Burger Digs. It was terrible, dry meat, very, very all portion and hard fries. Very all portion. Yep, I understand that. Style bun. We spent 3 days at Disney before this, and every single moment was amazing. Universal has a long way to go to compete with that, and we won't be back. My kids were vacation day has been waiting. We come in January, so the crowds would be lower, but Universal is like a planet, and professionalism has made the decision pointless. And I tell you this, people in America, if you're listening, every month's going to be busy now because one, us Brits are back, Europe's back, Brazil's back. We've all been away for 2 years, so we're literally booking any month we can, and we're coming out. So the parks for the next couple of 2 years, maybe, is going to be a lot more busy, and you're just going to have to get used to us being back. Next one, President Not Sure. Spring Hills, Florida. So much fun until Christmas Eve. Oh, here we go. In a bubble laugh here. January 2022. Absurd COVID policy. Masks went from optional to mandatory. That wasn't really down to Universal. That was more statewide, I think, as well. During our stay, that was also because of Omicron. If you believe in it or not, that's your choice, but they're trying to stay open. We had a great day on December the 23rd and ready to come back for spring break. Then December the 24th, out of nowhere, mask mandatory again. Even on outside rides like Flight of the Hippogriff, it's like the Grinch himself came and stole half our vacation. Oh, no, a mask. We went from just riding and enjoying our day to having to make sure we have 4-year-old kept the mask on the entire line that it's outside. I felt bait and switch as I would have booked the trip unknown it would happen. They didn't know it was going to happen either. Omicron. Headbanging. Chrissy G, my last one. I believe you are the one was going to finish this off. Chris G, Nutley, NJ1, one contribution, 90 minutes for everything, December. By the way, when I'm seeing things that queues are massive, before I'm going to read this, if he's going to moan about lines and how long they take, and this is if he's gone in December, I mean, I haven't read it yet. So, but anybody, when you go holiday vacation periods, Theme parks will be busy. Weekends, they will be busy. Put in your head, it's going to be, especially at Christmas, probably more busy than normal, especially as I just said, people from the UK that were returning for the first time in 2 years. Oh my God. Sorry. I just get annoyed with some of these silly reviews. But anyway, we ordered food using the mobile app. Well done. As I recommended to save time. So we went to Burger Digs, oh dear. Ordered 3 people for us and our younger child. In the time to it took the order, the wait line is still not pick up for our food. And 2 teenagers had gone to the 3 broomsticks, ordered their meals, been served and eaten their meals. The line, well, just means the 3 broomsticks was easier to get food. Different place. The line, believe it or not, was longer for mobile orders than the regular line. Yeah. Couple of that, the fact that all the rides had been about 90 minutes wait at least. Can't think why. December? Was you over there Christmas? New Year's? Think about it. And that is, it was impossible to have bought an express pass. Everybody had used their amount up. As I said, little trick people, book one night at one of the main hotels, get them express passes involved. Probably cheaper as well in that way. I can honestly say that it's been a day wasted. We have season passes for Six Flags and been at plenty of other parks and just spent a few days at various Disney parks with the experience and night and day. Even the parking took over an hour. We won't ever be going there. Right, I wish this person told us what dates they were here, because you know, I can only guess. So I'm going to guess they went really, really close to Christmas and everyone was off of work. Everyone from other countries was over. And was it a weekend day? So we're going to say that. But that is the reviews on Universal's Islands of Adventure as well. We've done Simon's Hotel and Universal theme parks. Now, yeah, again, people, anyone listening on Twitter, as I say, give us a little blurb on there, tell us what you think and tag us in it. All you have to tag is at TEF project. That's TEF project. And tell us what you think of the hotel if you stayed there or the Universal parks. I personally love them. I can't wait to get back for September myself. Simon's going to be there September as well, and we're doing Halloween Horror Nights. And while we're saying that, if you want all your Halloween Horror Nights news and other scare attractions, what will be going on throughout the year in the UK and Orlando, Florida, including Tampa, go and check out our other podcast, Epic Haunts, where we talk about all them things. Also follow that on Twitter at Epic Haunts, nice and simple. And that will be the one where we go in deep for Halloween Horror Nights, Hallow Screams, the UK events and all stuff like that. So go and check out, as I said, Epic Haunts. That's pretty much it for me, guys. As I've said at the beginning, go and subscribe to everything. Give us a great review. Simon will be back on the next episode where we'll be talking his holiday and any theme park news, what has come out then. This was just me having a bit of fun. Anybody got upset, don't take it personally. All opinions are truthfully allowed. Everyone has a right to their own opinion. If they're right or wrong, that's for you to decide. Anyway, stay safe, everyone, and see you on the next Epic Florida Project. Peace out.